Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. This is a sobering time, and we should have angst, and I believe we should bring it before the Lord and be on our faces about it. But the political angst to the point where you're so hateful towards people that vote different than you is alarming to me. And what this, that's the context for this question. You know, scripture talks about, Ron, that the pure in heart will see God. And you've talked again and again in your books how in every generation there's an Antichrist hiding in the wings. And so here's my question. If you're so bent on where you're voting and you're so angry about the times versus prayerful about the times, would you discern it if the Antichrist in this generation, if we were in these times, would you discern it if he was a conservative and he seemed to be the answer to everybody's questions? Because doesn't the Antichrist come up, Ron, as at least for those first few years, as the answer to all of our questions, so to speak?
Well, you know, that's a great point that you make there. It's certainly a fallacy to think that when the Antichrist comes on the scene, everybody's going to know he's the Antichrist. He's not going to have a badge on that says, I'm the Antichrist, and then a guy next to him with another badge saying, you know, I am the false prophet. Rather, this guy is going to be a very charismatic kind of an individual, an excellent communicator, an eloquent speaker. He will be a political genius, a military genius, and even a religious genius. He will seem to solve the problems of the world and apparently will solve the Middle East crisis and sign a covenant toward that effect. And for the first couple of years, it'll seem like this guy is just all together doing the right things. And then, of course, as the tribulation proceeds and God's judgments fall, then this guy's true colors start to show. And he comes out actually claiming to be God in the middle of the tribulation period. But here's something to think about. The Antichrist as an individual is going to be empowered by the devil. Now, the devil has thousands of years of experience in deceiving human beings. He is not a newcomer. He has been watching from the beginning on the best ways to deceive Christians. And of all the warnings that we see in the Bible about Satan, a great majority of them relate to deception and the schemes of the devil and the wiles of the devil. And so because this spirit entity is going to actually empower the Antichrist, I think that the multitudes who live on planet Earth will be deceived. And if it is true that the rapture of the church takes place before the tribulation, which is my view, although I don't divide on this issue, that would mean that there's no Christians left who have the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of truth, still on the earth. And that'll make it all the more easy for this deception to become widespread.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.